I got the shaila a couple of times this week already. I guess with families staying together for so long, a lot of the young men are struggling with the issue of disagreeing with their parents, especially as in many of the cases, the parents are planning weddings for some of the siblings, and that causes a certain amount of tension, particularly when people don't even know what the plans are for the wedding, you know, a week before the wedding actually happens, because of the way things have been going and quickly evolving and changing. So a few different people have asked me about the guidelines of disagreeing with one's parents. Of what if the parents solicit their opinion, and but you know that they want you to say one side of something, where the parents are in a disagreement with the mechutanim or with the child who's getting married, and they ask for advice, not advice, but they ask for the opinion of the other child to get involved. So to what extent is a child permitted to get involved in these things, to be soser divrei aviv, to disagree with the parents, or to be machria divrei aviv, even to agree perhaps with a parent in a machlokas that the parent is having with somebody else? So the source of this is the Gemara Maseches Kiddushin on Daf Lamed Aleph, where the Gemara talks about mora av ve'em, and the Gemara says that mora av ve'em, based on the pasuk Yishimo va'aviv tira'u, means lo omed b'mekomo v'lo yoshe b'mekomo v'lo soseres devarav v'lo machrio. So what does it mean, soseres devarav and to be machria devarav? So we have to define what exactly those terms are, but also even within soser divrei aviv, there's a discussion in the Rishonim, what are the limits of soser divrei aviv? Does that only apply to divrei Torah, or does that apply on any which matter? The Rashi writes on the spot that lo machrio im haya aviv chach v'chacham acher chalukim b'dvar halacha lo yomar nirim divrei ploni. Rashi dafka highlights that there's a machlokas going on in halacha, so you shouldn't say nirim divrei ploni. So it sounds from Rashi that lo yistar es devarav is also about divrei Torah. However, in the side of the Gemara, the Tosus Riazakin writes, soser means cholik alav, leaving out any mention of divrei Torah, just to be cholik al aviv. Now, when it comes to divrei Torah, it's also not so pashut, meaning it sounds like this is a machlokas rishonim, whether the issur to argue with a parent is only about divrei Torah or also about everything else. But it's not really so pashut that there should be an issur even within divrei Torah, because the Gemara Maseches Kiddushin tells us that afilu ha'avu b'no harav v'talmido shoskin b'Torah b'shar echa nasim oivim zeh ezeh ve'inam zazim mishamat shenasim ohavim zeh ezeh shenemar esvev b'sufa altikri b'sufa el b'sofa, when people are learning together, they appear to be like enemies. And the Gemara Dafka highlights av u'bno, rav u'talmido, when they learn with each other, are arguing with each other, and apparently kachi darka shel Torah, that's the way Torah is meant to be learned, and that's appropriate and that's good, and by the time they finish learning, it has enhanced their relationship. Those hearty debates that they have are an enhancement to the Rebbe Talmud and father-son relationship. So that too is troubling. How could it be that lo soser stevaro applies to divrei Torah? In fact, the Rush writes in a tshuva, mi lanu gadol kirashi zal sheheir ene agola b'perusho. Can you imagine a greater influence in Torah literature than Rashi? V'nechlu ko'alav bahar b'mekomos yotze yirecho Rabbeinu Tam v'ri, and all of his family seems to attack him all the time in learning. They're always arguing with him. Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri, v'sasru devarav. Why? Ki Torah semesi ve'in machnifin l'shamadam. Because Torah, there's an insistence on looking for the MS and finding the MS and achieving the MS when it comes to divrei Torah. So we're not interested in avoiding disagreeing with a parent when it comes to divrei Torah. The Gemara also says that if you see your father violating divrei Torah, you're not supposed to say Abba avartal divrei Torah, but you say Abba kasev b'Torah kach v'kach, and through that mitoch kach yaskiro, he'll remember and he won't be embarrassed. And so apparently there is some way to correct a parent when they're doing something wrong. So the question really is really one question: what are the exceptions? Meaning there is this rule that you're not allowed to be soser stevarav. What are the gedarim? What are the exceptions? When does this rule not apply? And this is a major discussion in Poskim. So first of all, when it comes to the issue of being machriya dvarav, we should point out the Torah quotes a Ramah, Resh Mem Hey, the Ramah, that even to say nirim divrei abba is aser. Even if your father's arguing with someone else and you say, I agree with dad, even that's aser. And the Shulchan Aruch paskins this way. And that's a very, very common thing that that can happen. One should simply not get involved in their parents' disputes. The Shulchan Aruch says in Simon Resh Mem, Siv Beis, Lo Soser Stavarav, Lo Machriya Stavarav, and then the Shulchan Aruch adds one word, Bifanav. That the Isser, one limitation on the Isser is that it's only Aser when it's Bifanav, when the parent is there. The Taz makes this Diuk, that if the parent is not there, then it is Mutter. And with that, explains how all of the Tanoim and the Rishonim are all Cholik on their own parents, right? How could it be that the Torah ever argues with the Rosh, that the Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri ever argue with Rashi? How could it be? Shelo Bifanav, it's going to be Mutter. The Shach and Sivkat and Beis disagree. He holds that even Shalom Bifanav, it's going to be Aser. A second possible exception, aside from Shalom Bifanav, is the Prisha writes that if the son has absolute rayos, that he's correct, then he's allowed to disagree. Shumas Adeshin says this explicitly, because the Tanayim and the Rishonim, the same raya that the Taz brought for why Shalom Bifanav is Mutter, the Shumas Adeshin brings for why you're allowed to disagree when you have absolute rayos that you're correct, meaning they're trying to answer the same question, that if it's us to argue with a parent, why were the Tanaim and Amorayim and Rishonim allowed to do it? So the Taz said, oh, it's because of Shalom Bifanav. But the Shumas Deshin says, no, it's because they were right, and you're allowed to argue when you're right, when you know for sure that you're right. That's a little bit of a difficult thing, because people always believe that, that they, or most often believe that they are right. Another possible exception, Pischi Tshuva, at the bottom of the Shulchan Aruch quotes in Atzmos Yosef that a child is certainly allowed to have a healthy debate with a parent. He just can't speak in absolutes. He can't say, oh, what you are saying is incorrect, and this is correct. He can say, he can ask questions and say, but wait a second, according to what you're saying, how do you account for this? How do you account for that? He can ask questions on it and engage in debate, but he cannot say anything in more absolute terms. When the Gemara says, Avu bno shoskim b'torah b'sharecha nasim oivim zeh, that means b'derech pil. That means when they're debating an issue, and that's what the Chazanish writes as well, that to do it b'hachlata, that you're making like a decision against the parent, that you're not allowed to do, but to argue things out. Kachi darka shel Torah, that's exactly the way the Torah is meant to work. Another possible exception is that it could be this whole thing is only when it comes to Divrei Torah. The Aruch HaShulchan raises this suffix. On the one hand, he wants to say that it's dafka b'Divrei Torah, that it's considered disrespectful to disagree with the parent, but mili d'alma, who cares? Mili d'alma are not such important things anyway, and therefore there would be no real problem with disagreeing. But on the other hand, you might say adraba, that if it's that it's more important to disagree about Divrei Torah, and you have to stand up for what's MS with Divrei Torah. So if you're not even allowed to argue in Divrei Torah, kal v'chomer, you're not allowed to argue in mili d'alma. So the Aruch HaShulchan is machriya like the second side, that probably you're not allowed to argue even b'divrei chulin, even by mili d'alma, because divrei Torah are worth fighting for and you're not allowed to fight for them. Mili d'alma are never worth fighting for anyway, very rarely worth fighting for anyway, so for sure you're not allowed to fight for them. And that's what Chayei Adam writes as well. Lo yista dvar v'lo machriya applies to everything, to divrei Torah and to other inyanim as well. There is Rabbi Kiva Eiger in his comments on the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Be'er Sheva that based on the Gemara that the Tanaim always argue with their fathers, and that's Darka Shel Torah, that Lo Yistar Es Devarav maybe only applies to Divrei Chulin and not to Divrei Torah. It doesn't seem that has much support in the Rishonim, but nevertheless, that is at least a Shita in the Achronim, that it's only about Mili D'Alma that you're not allowed to argue, but about Divrei Torah, you are allowed to argue. And again, that would answer that same question that everyone was bothered by, where how the Tanaim and Amorayim and Rishonim allowed to argue with their parents. So we had the suggestion of the Taz, of Shalom B'Fanav, right? We had the suggestion that when you have Rayos, Kriyos Gemuros, like the Prisha had. And now we have this suggestion. We have the suggestion of the Chazon Ish and the Pischi Tshuva that it's only Asur when you're being Machlit, when you're deciding 100%. We have the suggestion that maybe it's only B'divrei Chulin and not B'divrei Torah. So the Shalos Tshuva from Kiveger wants to discuss is based on the Taz that maybe the Isser only applies when it's Befanav, not Shalom Befanav, that it would therefore follow that after the parent is dead, it is Shalom Befanav. And therefore, one is allowed to, as far as the Isser being Sosa Divrei Aviv, one is allowed to not follow the Tzava'a that a parent left. L'maisa, Rabbi Kiveger says that not following a tzava is a separate issue, and it's a separate iser of not the iser of being sosa d'arv, and it's an iser that would apply, that would be true even la'achar misa. But as far as not being sosa d'arv, because it's shalom b'fanav, then it would be mutter. So to summarize, we have this halacha mefureshes that you're not allowed to be so sick to re'av if it's a violation of mora ava'im. But everyone is bothered that it seems all over the place that the Tanaim, the Amoraim, the Rishonim all violated. So what the limitations are on this Isser really depend very, very much on how to answer that question, right? On whether you answer why the Tanaim and the Amoraim and the Rishonim were allowed to do it. If it's because they were allowed to do it because it was Shalom B'Fanav, so that's the limitation. If it's because they had Rayos Gemuros, that's the limitation. If it's because you're allowed to engage in debate, you're just not allowed to say things with finality, that's the exception. If it's because the Isser was only B'divrei Chulin and there is no Isser B'divrei Torah, so that might be the exception. But we saw there's also the possibility the other way, that it's only B'divrei Torah, and Rishonim say that way, they're only B'divrei Torah not B'divrei Chulin. Many of the Achronim, though, do point out that being Sosa D'Divrei Aviv is only if the father doesn't want you to be Sosa D'Divrei Aviv. But if the parent, Dafka, is interested in the debate, they want to have the discussion. They want to be able to take in other perspectives. The Achronim point out when a child goes into the family business, sometimes the parent needs more than one voice in the room in order to make business decisions, in order to take things into account properly and make sure that they're seeing things from every angle. And if the child is stifled and is not going to be able to say anything and express their own opinion, the parent will be very upset because it will harm the business. So when they solicit one's advice, then, or even if it goes against what they were initially thinking, it would seem that would be permissible. But as a rule, the halacha very clearly guides us as a rule to stay out of the debates that our parents are having with other people, and to stay out of any debates that we might be inclined to have with them. To just try to sort of change the conversation to discuss something else. Okay, we're going to stop there. I wish everyone